Welcome back. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take a look this week, Parsha Shlach, at the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is one that we fulfill on a regular, men fulfill on a regular basis, the one that we speak about twice a day in Kriya Shema. We have a requirement of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there are different places in the Chumash where the Torah speaks of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Chazal chose that the passage we should read is specifically the passage of Tzitzis, which ends with one pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shortzei Yetzias Chameiras Mitzrayim, Yosachem Elokim. The paragraph of Tzitzis, which closes Parashat Shlach, that paragraph climaxes with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The entire paragraph is fascinating. We say it twice a day, and it takes us from the specifics of the mitzvah of tzitzis into a host of larger ideas. Zechiras kol mitzvahs, kedusha, v'yisim kedushim l'lokeichem, and finally Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's spend a little time looking at this mitzvah of tzitzis. It's the second of the two mitzvahs aseh in Parashat Shlach. The first is challah. The mitzvah of tzitzis is mitzvah Shin Pei Vav, 386. If you're following along either in a print version or in online in Safaria, the mitzvah of tzitzis, mitzvah Shin Pei Vav, 386. Lahatil tzitzis bebeged shenis kasebo. The mitzvah d'oraisa to install tzitzis, to add tzitzis to clothing that one is wearing. V'zeh ha-chiyuv, the Sefer Chinuch explains this in outlining the basics of this mitzvah, k'sheyir lebeged arba k'nafay mayoster, only if the garment has four corners or more. And it gets into some of the other details, the size, the minimum size, a scarf is not large enough, and what it's made out of, the mitzvah d'oraisa, Sefer Chinuch holds, is only when it's made of wool or linen. And then moving on to the next paragraph. Usually the next paragraph opens.
The conference has been muted.
Usually the second paragraph will open with Misharashi HaMitzvah. Some of the Sharashi HaMitzvah include. Here, he says it more definitively as Shoresh HaMitzvah, the Shoresh of the Mitzvah. The reason why it's being so definitive is because of the next phrase. Shorosh HaMitzvah Nigla B'Kasuv. The Torah is clear about the Shorosh HaMitzvah. We're not seeking to discover it. The Pesukim say, L'man Nizkor Kol Mitzvah Hashem Tamitz. That will remember all of Ribono Shel Olam's mitzvahs. L'man Tizkru Asisim is Kol Mitzvosai. Yihisim Kedoshim L'Kechem. The tzitzis is supposed to enable us to remember all the mitzvahs. Ein darah ba'olam yoser tov lezikaron kamanosei chosem adonav kavua b'ksus asher chasiv otamet. What better reminder could there be than to keep an indicator of one's divine master on the clothing that you're wearing on a regular basis? The einav v'libo alav kol yom. Your eyes are on it and your mind and heart are on it. Through physically seeing it, you will keep that idea fresh in your mind. It reminds me, I am an observant Jew. I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm an Eved Hashem. That's what seeing the strings of the tzitzis remind me of. V'zeh shenemar babakasov l'zichartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. I'm passing the Chumash. And then he quotes it to Medrash Tanchuma in terms of the specifics. V'amar zichorom levracha ki milas tzitzis tirmoz l'tarek mitzvos. That specifically, kol mitzvos Hashem, the entirety of the mitzvahs, the number 613, is indicated by a combination of the gematria of the word tzitzis, which is 600, together with 8 strings and 5 sets of knots. Now, that's building off a detail of the basic idea, as Sefer Chinuch just pointed out, is it's a reminder overall of the fact that I'm an Eved Hashem. The tzitzis remind me that I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, kol mitzvos Hashem, there may be a remez to the number as well. And again, the arithmetic of the gematria plus 5 and 8. Then he moves on to figure out, can we also find a specific meaning, specific remez meaning in the composition of the tzitzis? The fact that the Torah tells us it's meant to be a blend of lavan and tchelis, of white strings and blue strings. What's the significance of that? And one might also wonder, what other messages do the tzitzis allude to? Ode Omer Li Libi, fascinating language. Sevirhan says, my heart tells me that there's something else going on as well. Sheyesh bo remez v'zikaron shegufo shel adam v'nafsho hakol l'Hashem Baruch Hu. I think there's an indication that it's not only to the totality of the mitzvahs, but that it speaks to the totality of the human being. And that my body and soul, my physical and spiritual aspects are both being indicated by the tzitzis. And the tzitzis are indicating, as he said before, tzitzis indicate that I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in referencing both body and soul, the tzitzis are indicating that the entirety of me, the entirety of you, both our physical and spiritual sides, work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't bifurcate. We don't think that the neshama is spiritual and the body does its thing. Body and soul work together, ought to work together, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put both our spiritual and physical sides to work for Him. Where do you see remez to body and soul? Ki halavan remez leguf. So the white strings are remez to the body. Why? So he writes, Shehu min ha'aretz shenivris min ha'shelek. He's Shehu lavan. In the one of the more, there's a Kabbalistic reference, I believe it is, in the Medrash, a very ancient Medrash, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, ha'aretz mehecha nivres mishelek shetachas kisei ha'kavod. That the earth is somehow connected to what the Nevi'im describe as the snow under the kisei ha'kavod. What that means, I'm not sure. It's obviously a reference to a larger, deeper, more profound idea. But the fact remains that white connects us to that metaphor. So it connects us to that metaphor for the spiritual. White reminds us of the spiritual underpinnings of that which is terrestrial, the spiritual underpinnings of planet Earth. In other words, the spiritual underpinnings of that which is physical. That which is physical is connected to Kisei HaKavod. That which is physical, the Earth, is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physicality is created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So white is a reference to that. And Chutin also remez leguf, the notion of strings. This is a fascinating image that he provides us with. Ki'inyin amram kitchilas b'riyas haguf hu ke'ein chutim. Chazal described in Maseches Nida. He quotes that, as embryologists have since discovered as well, that early embryo looks like threads. Amar of Amram, Tana Shtei Rechosav Kishnei Chutin Shel Zohoros. Shnei Zerosav Kishnei Chutin Shel Zohoros. You see an early embryo first beginning to develop, but looks like the arms and legs look like little red threads. So to see loose threads is to remind oneself of human body. To see white, to remind oneself that physicality in general is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, on the other hand, moving from the white strings to the techelas, he writes, Tcheles asher eino kein harakia. The tcheles, the color of the tcheles is similar to the sky, to sky blue. Yirmoz l'nefesh u'min elyonim. If the white reminds us of earth, the tcheles reminds us of the heavens. L'zeh, and that in turn reminds us of indicates our neshama. L'zeh, our spiritual side. L'zeh ramzu ba'arman, that he says is the significance. What Chazal are driving at the very famous Agalat HaMaseches Menachos, the Tzitzis Sugya, Manashtan HaTchilas Mikol Mini Tzivonim, they want to know what's special specifically about the color of Tcheles. that it was picked by Ribbono Shlom to be a part of Tzitzis. Tcheles is reminiscent of the sea. Hayam Domel Arakia. The sea, in turn, is similar to the sky. Arakia Domel Kis Akavad. And the sky is, in some sense, color-wise, similar to the way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly throne is described. That's the Pasuk in Chumash. Shenehemar V'yiru Es Elokei Yisrael. And the Pesukim describe metaphorically as though there's sapphire below HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. And that's described by Yechezkel as well. Kamari Evan Sapir, de Muski Sei. So that, and the Gemara identifies the neshamas of the tzaddikim with being immediately below the Kisya HaKavod. So here we have, again, looking at these Kabbalistic references, the Psukim and Shmos and Yechezkel, together that Medrash Brigad of Lezer, you see the sapphire colors being immediately below the Kisya HaKavod, and the snow, white, being further down below that. So this combines to give us that the tcheles is a reminder of the spiritual aspect, spiritual creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the white is a reminder of the physical creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, the Sefer Chinuch says, in looking at the tzitzis, the tcheles and the lavan, we're reminded that we are a unique fusion, that human beings are the one creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created as a blend of both spiritual and physical, spiritual neshama with an animal body. And we have the opportunity to infuse our own physical body and the physicality around us with the spiritual. That's our core mission. And in doing so, we're putting both our spiritual and physical sides at the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're called upon to do. Not just to be religious when we're feeling spiritual, but when we're doing physical things to banish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachman al Etzlan. We're meant to bring both physical and spiritual sides into our Avodas Hashem. And that's the idea of intertwining the Tcheles and the Lavan, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. That's why we wrap, it says, that's why Korchen Chut HaTcheles al HaLavan, you take the white strings and you wrap the Tcheles around them. Shad Nefesh Yel Yonis V'Aguf Tachta, you want ultimately, we are a fusion of spiritual and physical, and our spirituality, our neshama, ought to be in the driver's seat. Our spirituality ought to be guiding and leading our guf. And that is part of the larger remez of Tcheles and Lavan. So you look at the tzitzis now, it's remarkable. So it's it indicates Avos Hashem, it indicates, it reminds, a constant reminder that we work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with two specific aspects of that. Both that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of us are rich and varied, Tarag Mitzvahs, and that we're meant, those expectations apply to both Guf and Neshama, and meant to bind them together and raise them and bring the Guf up to be a Dava Ruchni as well. So this is part of the significance of looking at Tzitzis, and specifically in thinking about that intertwining of guf and nefesh, of geshem and ruach, of physical and spiritual, it brings us to the next mitzvah. Mitzvah Shin Pei Zayin, the one and only mitzvah lo sase in Parsha Shlach, negative mitzvah, a don't, that is one which appears in later in the paragraph of Tzitzis. In the paragraph of tzitzis, the Torah says, you wear tzitzis, remember all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. V'lo sasuru acharei l'avchem v'acharei nechem. Hasher atem zonim achareihem. It sounds like you'll remember all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs rather than exploring, following your heart and your eyes, which can lead you astray. So what does that mean? Let's take a look at Mitzvah Shin Pei Zayin. What does that mean? How does that bring us back to tzitzis? How does it belong in the context of tzitzis? So Mitzvah Shin Pei Zayin, Sefer Chinuch defines, Shalom Asur Acharei Machsheves Halev Riyas Einayim, not to explore, not to scout out. The truth is, lasur with a taf, latur, is the verb that appears the beginning of the parasha as well. The meraglim are the tarim es haaretz. That's a negative type of exploration. So what's it all about? So he goes on to explain this means getting involved in ideas of apikursus and rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rejection of Torah Mitzvahs, and also to avoid being drawn, distracted and drawn after inappropriate physical desire. Shlolir dof achar tavas olam hazeh. It's so easy to get pulled in by pornography. It's so easy to get pulled in by looking at others. And these are part of a lav d'oraisa. And we say twice a day in Shema. To make sure that our minds and eyes are not drawing us astray. Shorish mitzvah zunigla. Jumping into the next paragraph, Sefer Chinuch writes, what's the shorish of this mitzvah? It's clear. It'll keep me out if I don't get drawn after, if my mind and eyes work for me rather than my working for my mind and my eyes. I'll avoid chet. The truth is, this mitzvah is such a foundational principle in our religion. Inappropriate thoughts are the fathers of tumah. They spawn tumah. An inappropriate thought can lead to inappropriate action. So, carrying that metaphor forward, if a human being passes away without having children, so then there'll be no remnant. There'll be no passing on of that genetic material. So if a person can shut down the thoughts before they lead to action, so they will not have left a permanent imprint. This self-control, this self-discipline of not getting drawn after levavchem ve'enechem, it's something that produces so much goodness. The Dabini says, I just wanted to appreciate the value of even a single act of self-control. The Dabini is saying, Margula b'pumach. Keep this in mind. This should be a watchword. Mashamar Zuchram Avracha, Mishnah in the fourth parak of Avos. Avera Gereres, Avera, Mitzvah Gereres, Mitzvah. An Avera leads to another Avera, and a Mitzvah drags along another Mitzvah. It says, consider the following. In Tashas, Dai Tchila Malos Tavos Chahara Pamachas. If I follow my appetites, my desires inappropriately once, Avera Gereres, Avera. Recognize that one bad choice has significant multiplied consequences, because that one aver will lead to others. And conversely, one good choice has so much goodness that comes along with it. And tiskeli as giba ba'aretz lechbosh yitzrucha, if I succeed in being a hero, a spiritual hero, how so? I practice self-control. I succeed in latzom einecha meros bera, closing my eyes to avoid looking at something that I should not. Pamachas, one act of self-control. Yakel beinecha lasus kin kam pamim. Mitzvah geras mitzvah. I succeed in doing that mitzvah. It'll have abundant benefits. He says because this is written around 7 centuries ago. He writes that there's addiction-like quality about the sexual drive. Run amok. Ki hataiva timshoch habasar, kimshoch hayayin el shosav. It has a draw libido unrestrained has a draw that's somewhat similar to wine, to those who overdrink. Hasovim lo tizba nafshon le'olam b'yayin. It's never enough. They always need more drink. Yisavue lov taiva gadola. The more you drink, the more they want. Lefi hergelam hargilam nafshon bo. Techazak aleim tavasim. It's not an appetite which is satisfied. It's not as though, well, now I've drunk, so now I'm happy. No, the more I drink, the more I want. If when he wants a drink, he, instead of having alcohol, has a glass of water, and if he can sidestep it, it could derail the desire. The more used I become to watching pornography or other inappropriate views, the more you sink in, the stronger the yetzer becomes. And one act of self-control, the more I practice self-control, the more simcha. It's fascinating that he connects simcha with self-control. Because the pasuk in Koheles, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it straight. But we get involved in the pun is fascinating. So many accounts in modern Hebrew, cheshbonim is an account. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us straight. But human beings often seek many accounts, illicit accounts, lelo toel shel klum, without any ultimate gain. So much depth in what Sefer Achinuch is telling us here in Mitzvashin Pei Zayin. And this brings us back to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The more I can remind myself that I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more I can remind myself of the great spiritual potential, the sheleg, shetachas kisya kavod, the great spiritual potential in my physical being, the more I can succeed, hopefully, in realize in over time managing my tivus, over time increasing my numbers, increasing the percentage of time that a Jew can succeed in fulfilling the velo sasur achrelavchem, to recognize that great goodness that comes from the mitzvah geres mitzvah. And as he said, yismach bechalko tamid kayom, to engender ever greater simcha in my life, and to come back to the Elokim asas adam yashar, to living a straight and honest life. Thank you so much for calling in.